To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today we want to look at the eternal Word. So as we look about us, we find ourselves surrounded by trivialities, and our expenditures and energies often go to temporary pleasures and short-lived gain. And not many things last, and a few have lasting value. The prophet Isaiah declared, "The Word of our God stands forever." According to Isaiah 40 and verse 8, this verse tells us that the grass withers, the flower fades, but God's words shall never disappear and will remain on forever. And this is true, brothers and sisters. So from the Word of God, we can see the fact that He is as good as His Word, and His Word shall be accomplished, and that which is accomplished lasts forever. So surely the value of the Word of God becomes trustworthy when we realize it will last forever. And Jesus promised His words wouldn't pass away in Matthew 24 and verse 35. So the Bible's eternal nature heightens its value and the importance and priority we place on being in the Word of God reveal much about the priorities this morning. Once the unveiling of His great tribulation in Matthew 24:21 begins, the generation will not pass away until everything is brought to completion. To add weight to what He had just said, the Lord added the proclamation that His word were more lasting than even the universe itself. So the heaven and the earth will be taken away, but what He has proclaimed will last eternally. And since Jesus speaks in such an authoritative way, He identifies Himself with the Old Testament prophets such as Isaiah and Zechariah, Zechariah 1 verse 1 to 16. So Christ's statement of the certainty of the fulfillment of His prophetic word can only mean that He has the stamp of God's approval on His authority this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. So let us embrace the eternal word of God this morning, as Sister Campbell prays for us.
Most holy, righteous, loving God, Father, we acknowledge Your greatness this morning. We acknowledge Your love and we acknowledge Your mercy. We thank You for Your word, mighty God. We thank You that You allow us to see this another day. And Father, as we go throughout the day, mighty God, I pray, Lord, that Your word will live in us, that Your word will manifest, mighty God. I pray this morning that You will touch the heart of Your people. I pray that You will wash us and cleanse us this morning. I pray, God, that Your Spirit will reside in us as we go throughout the day. May Your word manifest, O God, to Your people. May You cleanse Your people this morning. As we seek You, Lord, You said we shall find You. Bless every heart this morning as we give You thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Let us continue to embrace the ancient word this morning. Have a wonderful day. Coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.